From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Hundreds of pages of documents, police interviews, and photos in the Trayvon Martin shooting in Sanford, Florida, have now been released to the media. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that the documents shed more light on the events of that February day.
According to the documents, Martin had $40.15, Skittles candy, a red lighter, headphones, and a photo pin in his pocket. He was shot once in the chest. An autopsy report indicates THC was found in Martin's body, the active ingredient in marijuana. One report confirms Zimmerman had called police at least four times to report suspicious persons, all young black males, in his neighborhood. One investigator said the fight between Zimmerman and Martin could have been avoided if Zimmerman would have stayed in his car and waited for police to arrive. The investigator wanted Zimmerman to be charged with manslaughter. Zimmerman was arrested on second-degree murder charges some 40 days after the shooting. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Mitt Romney is distancing himself from a group that considered a multi-million-dollar ad campaign attacking President Obama's relationship with his controversial former pastor.
Having a campaign focused on character assassination is one of the things I find offensive, among many others, in the PAC description that came in the New York Times. If that's accurate, why, obviously, that's something I repudiate.
The New York Times reported that a group led by billionaire Joe Ricketts was considering a $10 million TV ad campaign highlighting the sermons of Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Romney says he wants the campaigns to focus on issues and the future of America. Concerns about the global economy and pressures on oil markets will top the agenda at this weekend's G8 summit at Camp David. President Obama's top security aide, Tom Donilon, says a key topic will be the economic turmoil in the eurozone.
The United States has an extraordinarily significant stake in the outcome of the economic discussions in Europe and the steps that are taken in Europe. The European Union as a whole, of course, is the largest trading partner of the United States.
Donilon says Camp David's rustic environments will make it easier for world leaders to meet privately on the sidelines of the summit. This weekend's G8 meeting will mark the first time that more than two foreign leaders have gathered there at one time. Hewlett-Packard is not commenting on published reports that the computer maker plans to eliminate up to 30,000 jobs. The reported cuts would reduce HP's payroll by 7 to 9%, based on a workforce of 350,000 as of last fiscal year. Analysts estimate that cuts of that scale would save the Palo Alto, California company more than $1 billion a year. Hewlett-Packard is expected to announce its quarterly earnings next Wednesday. Asian shares trading lower following a fifth straight day of losses on Wall Street. Shares in Tokyo and Hong Kong down 2%. This is NPR News. Residents of about 80 homes in northern Colorado are spending the night in alternative housing because of a wildfire that's grown from 1.5 square miles to more than 11 square miles. The blaze northwest of Fort Collins was sparked by lightning and is now being fueled by strong winds. Rugged terrain and a lack of roads are making it difficult for crews to contain it. Veterans of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars plan to protest in Chicago this weekend during NATO's 2012 summit there. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports that participants say they will symbolically return their service medals.
The NATO summit gets underway in Chicago on Sunday. That's also the day an anti-war and anti-NATO march and rally is planned. Thousands are expected, including a number of war veterans who will ceremoniously give their medals back at the culmination of the march. NATO leaders are here to discuss, in part, withdrawal plans from Afghanistan. Graham Klumpner, who was deployed twice to Afghanistan, says NATO should leave that country, but he doesn't believe it will happen.
Look at Iraq. Look at Korea. Look at Germany and Japan. We've been there since 1945. When are we leaving these countries? There's absolutely no intention to not have bases in the Middle East.
The vets say they want NATO to acknowledge their dissent. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama say Donna Summer's voice is unforgettable. The first couple says the music industry lost a legend when the 63-year-old disco singer died of cancer on Thursday. Summer was a five-time Grammy Award winner in four music categories. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington.